the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Let's put that on the air.
That's something to put on the air?
Yeah, he's going to put me back on the air.
We would never, ever put on air.
I want to talk to the idiot who put that moron on the air.
Now that's the jam. Tell me when you put that on.
Countdown's already started.
5, 4, 3.
Should we just go now?
I mean, yeah.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. JP is out today. Liz sitting in. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Happy Friday.
Yes, you are fantastic. End of your first full week.
Yes.
Of getting up this early.
Woohoo.
Wow.
Caffeine central.
Yeah.
No kidding.
She's also been pulling like double duty doing podcasts with me on Game of Thrones and other things. Did you watch the episode?
No. I had to do my stupid finals yesterday.
Lauren, we totally, so on this podcast we're doing for Game of Thrones, if anybody out there likes Game of Thrones, so Liz waits to watch that current episode until after we spoil it for her.
Intentionally? It's not just I didn't have time yet. You intentionally wait?
Intentionally.
So then she reacts on the podcast, and then at the beginning of the next podcast, we get her reaction to
the previous episode.
Yeah, and it's really entertaining. Because finding out about some of the things that have been happening is kind of a shock at times.
It is.
It's fun. It's really fun.
But it's funny because I always get like half spoilers via memes on Twitter. And I'm like, what does that mean? And then they tell me and then it's like just double spoiling for myself. But it actually makes it easier to watch the show.
Okay, so my wife figured out a way to get me to clean the house.
Oh, yeah.
She figured it out. Now, speaking of spoilers, I'm like talking soft like... Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I think my son is sleeping right now, so I'm going to say this because I'm really excited.
But if you spoil it whilst whispering.
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Like, he won't,
maybe he won't hear me over the radio. So I texted her and I said, are you guys up? I've gotten no answer, so we should be good.
Yeah.
So on Thursdays, we have Mr. Downey brings in dogs from the Nebraska Humane Society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every Thursday, there's always a cute puppy, whatever. And he always
so
knows,
cute.
Like, I'm kind of looking. We decided it was time because our dog died about a year and a half ago. Yesterday, this Australian Shepherd came in. She was adorable.
She was really cute. So cute.
She wasn't like, you know, biting or anything. So we got her. We went yesterday and got her.
Yay.
That
and
is
I gotta,
so exciting.
Like, shout out to my wife because she's not ready for a dog yet. But Carter and I, like 150,000% are. And she like at first was saying no. And then I was complaining about her to my co-host on ESPN.
I love that you admit that.
I'll admit to it. I mean, like we've been together for almost 18 years now. And she calls me back and I could tell she was like, look, I know this means a lot to you guys. I'm willing to do this if I like the dog, you know, so I got to give her all the credit in the world. But it was neat yesterday. And you guys just got Sweeney, what, a year and a half ago, your cat?
Yeah, it'll be 2 years in July.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know how this is. Like I, all day yesterday, I was so excited watching Carter walk around the house because if you think about it, like today's a life changing day for him.
Yeah.
He's going to meet his best friend for the next 15 years, God willing, you know? So what we're going to do is I'm going to go get the dog and I'm going to put her in his room because she's going to sleep in his room in her kennel at night till she gets potty trained. And I'm going to put her in there. So when we come home, I'm going to have him go put his backpack up and he'll walk in the room. I'm planning on, I'm going to set my phone up. So I'll have a recording of him walking in the door. So on Monday, I hopefully, as long as he doesn't throw out a bunch of F-bombs, I'll have, which is possible, you guys. This is my kid.
He is your son.
Yeah. So let me ask you guys.
But you're going to have the dog in the kennel, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
She'll 100% excited pee.
Yeah, she's going to.
Nightmare.
She's going to. And I'm nervous about like training a dog again on, you know, going potty and all that stuff. But I'm excited to teach my son like how to, you know, he's now has chores. You know, every day when he comes home, we're walking the dog. He's picking up dog
poo.
Oh, you
just got a text. It isn't your wife, is it?
No, it's a text.
Okay, good.
Hey, you just ruined the surprise.
I know.
But I know.
Stop talking.
That'd actually be like super on brand for me. Things over the radio to my family that are surprises. I mean, I told the city about Carter before I told my parents. So when we knew that he was going to be born. So
really?
I was so excited.
Oh,
and
no.
I just started blabbing on the air and I couldn't resist. And so like I told Lincoln before I told my mom and dad. Let me ask you guys. So she was named Birdie, which is cute.
I love that.
And the thing is Jess is already annoyed with me because I always call her my dog Bird. Like I can't say it any other way. She's my dog Bird.
But the thing is, it doesn't matter what her name is. You'll come up with an annoying nickname for
That's
her.
That's true. A redneck nickname.
That one's
nickname.
Not that bad.
So Bird, the three we're picking from, Birdie, I'll call her Bird. Samantha, so she'll be little Sam.
Samantha.
Yeah, she'll be Sam. Or Taylor, and she'll be Tay.
I'm going to put a poll up on Twitter. Okay. KZKX969. Yeah, get your votes in. We want to see. He doesn't have a Twitter account, so we think.
But I'm thinking Birdie with like Bird. I'll call her Bird probably. Samantha, well, I'll call her Sam.
Samantha. I Sex that. In the City. Is she going to drink Cosmos?
I've never seen that show. Baby. I don't know.
Samantha. She's going to be quite
the
man.
She gets around.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll call her Sam. Yeah. And Sam is my fishing dog. You know, like she's going to learn to come fishing with me and she's going to hopefully retrieve birds I knock out of the sky. Like, it'll be great.
Next, so with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, we got more cash in concerts. Today is your last day to win, so keep listening on Kix.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Ready to pop. With the best of them, and I'm gonna go.
If you know, you know. It's bridesmaid season, which also means it's bachelorette party season.
Oh boy.
And oh boy is right.
My wife's going to Tucson, Arizona for a bachelorette party later this year. Her sister's getting married.
Okay. Liz, have you ever heard the story of my bachelorette party in Vegas?
No.
Where, okay, really quick. One of my friends who came out from D.C., mm-hmm. and she knew a lawyer who was there for his bachelor party in Vegas, because people go to Vegas.
Right.
And the guy getting married is the guy that threw everybody else's big bachelor party, so everyone felt like they had to go big. So we went up to their suite in the Bellagio, which was gorgeous, and every kind of high-end alcohol you can imagine. But we're there about 15 minutes, and there's this other woman hanging out. Apparently, they went to a strip club and she was applying for a job. And they said, well, you probably can't start right away. So why don't we just pay you to be our personal stripper for the next couple of days? So she was hanging out. All of a sudden, there was like illicit drugs, like hard stuff on the coffee table. And then one of the dudes was like, you guys should probably go. It's about to get really
you
weird.
You should probably
go. I was like, oh no, I don't know what's about to happen, but we need to leave.
So
like,
Lauren wiped her nose clean and she walked out of the room.
No.
And was good.
Yes.
Had a quick sniffle. All
right. I'm ready.
But like all the Vegas stereotypes were happening in that suite.
You were living the pre-hangover.
Yes. That sounds awesome.
That's what was about to happen.
Well, I mean, Nashville, it seems like it has just gotten kind of become like the new Vegas.
It is.
For bachelorette destinations.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's going there. But Nick, what's going on? So the
NFL draft is happening.
Does it
and
move
it's
around?
It does. They go to different cities. It'll be in Las Vegas next year.
Okay.
And then
the bachelorette parties that are going to be mad then.
And then after that, it might be in Kansas City the year after that, which would be kind of cool. But it's like, you're talking like about 200,000 to 300,000 football fans go to this thing. Huh. I've been four times.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It used to be just in New York. That was when I went. And it's insane. It's just dudes in their jerseys running around, drinking beer, talking football.
Okay.
Everywhere you look. Like you couldn't, and this was in New York, so I can't imagine what it's like in Nashville. Because
right.
Nashville's smaller, obviously. So that's what's going on. And you mentioned this, that it's
it's also bachelorette party
season.
And now we're getting all these bachelorette parties furious that they're there this weekend.
I don't want to hang out with a bunch of football guys.
We're still planning on using Uber, and if it takes 2 hours, it takes 2 hours. It is what it is.
They are not happy. This has made the news. The bachelorettes have been angry.
The best part is every one of them is like the bride in her bride t-shirt, yeah. And then her like her friends that are all in like matching shirts that say other
smashed
things on
and Nash, and she's got her like bride t-shirt. I can't say it like a normal person because I'm so over these. Okay, girls, but we're getting t-shirts.
You said it was the smashed and Nash bash.
The smashed and Nash bash.
Oh my god. The best part is on this audio, if you watch it, like the voice she's making and the woman you picture is who is in this video. Like they're all blonde white chicks that are just like, oh my god,
and drunk enough to really express their anger about it too.
I like the one chick
TV.
that's like you get married one time.
Oh
do you have
it? The person that's gonna pay for this is my husband when I refuse to watch football the entire season. Like, no Super Bowl.
No.
Because you get married once.
Yep.
How often does the draft happen?
Every freaking year.
Every freaking year.
My favorite part is her punishment for her husband is that, I'm not watching football all year long. That's all that's going to happen. You're paying for this, bro.
Also, what did he do?
Exactly. Right.
He's just at home. He didn't probably plan
the bachelor party.
And even got married, and he is deep in married life right now. Like, that is 100% real.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, Lauren's going to have your nitty gritty from Music City, and we're going to get to some good things. And a little later on, don't worry, you can still get it off your chest. It's all coming up. JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Dan and Shay have two recent hits that have crossed over from the country charts to the pop charts, both Tequila and Speechless. And since those songs are from the same album, they were asked recently if they purposely tried leaning towards pop while recording them. Well, Dan says, quote, "No, our music is a blend of our influences. We listen to country, pop, hip-hop, and R&B. We pushed ourselves to really dig deep on the album's production, but we didn't compromise our sound. We think it's true to us." Shay says the sound is also a reflection of what they believe their fans want. They say they pay close attention to what the different crowds react to when they're on tour. Dan also believes that pop audiences are in a place where, quote, songs with stories are working, and that's why country stuff is crossing over.
I agree. I don't think they sound super overtly pop.
No, they're on that board. They're on that line. Well, did that wider appeal help them get 7 Billboard Music Award nominations?
Probably.
Chris Young is previewing a new song on Instagram, and the title alone is going to make you want to hear it. It's called Hold My Beer, Watch This.
Oh.
It sounds like he's about to make a bad decision. And he is promising to perform it on the road this year. It'll probably be on his next album, though there's no word on that will be out. Here's Hold My Beer, Watch This.
That honestly, it's like the new Oh No from
Chris
Young.
Okay. Well, Luke Combs is also doing some teasing on social media. Wednesday night, Luke tweeted a simple message: 2 weeks. He also posted a link to his official website, so people are speculating either he's going to be dropping new music or sharing new tour dates.
Ooh.
This final story is specifically for you, Liz.
Oh, good.
Because of your deep love for Mason Ramsey.
My sweet baby angel.
Yeah. Yes, we are speaking of the Walmart yodeling kid who visited us a few weeks ago. Well, there is a new video of him crowd surfing at a concert in Nashville. Not just crowd surfing, but in videos tweeted out by fans. 12-year-old Mason is seen hopping on an inflatable horse and getting carried across the room by fans while performing his hit single, Famous. Crowd surfing on an inflatable horse.
I hope he was safe.
So then the fans, he takes a sip of water and the fans start chanting, chug, chug, chug. Mason, who is again 12, shakes his head and says, you guys are looking at the wrong person to do that.
Oh.
He's so cute.
We love a responsible king.
Mm-hmm. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Coming up, we're going to have your good things to start your Friday, and make sure you get your cash and concerts keyword in this hour. Your word is Lincoln.
Ain't nothing going to stop us now.
Good morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
All right.
My good thing, I relate to this deeply, and I'm so glad it went well for this woman. There's a woman in Michigan. Her name is Antoinette Owsley, and she bought a lottery ticket. And she always plays a combination of her kids' ages and birth dates.
Mm-hmm.
But she forgot how old her oldest kid was.
That'll happen.
He had just had a birthday, and so he was 20, not 19. But she played 19, and she won $78,000 because she had forgotten her oldest kid had just had a birthday. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Had she played 20, she would not have won. But because she played 19, she won $78,000. He's the oldest. All the other kids are still at home, so now they have a down payment for a new house.
Nice. That's awesome.
So my good thing, super short and simple. The NFL drafts this weekend, which means we got some Huskers that are in the draft and potentially will get drafted. Maybe even as soon as today for Stanley Morgan Jr. Divino Zigbo is a guy that, as a sports talk host, I can tell you, I gave him a hard time for 4 years. And he became a fantastic football player, and I can't wait to see him get drafted. Because if you'd asked me a year ago, I'd have told you there's no way in HE double hockey sticks he was good enough to get drafted.
But he's always been number one in most fun to say his name.
Yes.
And in our hearts.
Well, and then there's also Tanner Farmer, who is also on his way, which anybody named Tanner Farmer from Nebraska needs to make it to the NFL. So, and also, by the way, local kid, we got a Gifford that's out there that's in the draft that hopefully will get drafted at the end. He fought injuries all the time while he was here, and he's an athletic kid that hopefully gets a chance. So rooting for you guys. We hope you do well. Good luck to y'all.
All right. Mine is also pretty short and sweet. Just want to give a little recognition that the UNL Rodeo is going on all weekend long. Starts tonight. It's out at the Lancaster Event Center, and all these students work like super, super hard. It's a great event. So if you don't have any plans this weekend, go out and check out the UNL Rodeo, because all those, they are like so good. So go check it out. Watch all their hard work. All right, coming up.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It is not my turn to talk. It is now, though. Coming up, we're going to get it.
You just pushed the button and interrupted yourself.
I know. I do it to myself.
I think I'm mad about it.
That's the worst part. I constantly surprise myself. Coming up, we got your Redneck movie review and going to get it off your chest.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Tonight is the night. It's the big concert out on the streets with the Brothers Osborne. And, well, I mean, we're just so excited. So we wanted to tell you about it now.
I'm so
pumped. And it looks
up,
like the
guys.
Weather's going to cooperate. 67 is the high. That rain chance isn't threatening all week. Now is not till after 11 p.m.
That
so,
is
really
so, yeah.
Good. So, real quick, because I am fired up for this thing. I'm taking Carter with me. Are we good?
Yeah. I was just hearing someone else talking.
It was the Brothers Osborne.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. You had me worried. I was like, God, did I cuss?
No, there was.
I mean, I am really excited.
There was like a man's voice in my headphones.
Well, TJ's voice is so disconcerting.
Yeah, it's deep.
But I forget talking? That at the beginning of this, they talk. At the beginning of It Ain't My Fault, so that's why.
Sorry, go ahead.
Carter's super fired up. My 6-year-old's going, because this is a good concert for kids to go to, because they're a good band.
They are.
And I've only seen them live once, and I got to say, with playing the instruments, doing everything up there, they'll step back and just kind of go.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
John shreds, dude.
But you painted a picture, because I've never been to an outdoor concert in this area, and you painted an awesome picture of what this is going to look like.
It is so cool. So I've only gotten to go to one other one of these Lincoln on the Street shows, but the way they set it up is really cool. So the stage is going to be in front of the Capitol, about a block in front of the Capitol, in front of like where Pershing is.
Right.
It faces north, so coolest view when you're watching the
show.
So
you're watching the show, and you've got the Capitol building up behind
them.
And
with the moon up, it is like such a cool look with the Capitol in the background and all the lights and everything. So you're going to want to come in if you know where the Bourbon Theater is on O Street. So this is an outdoor concert. I know we've had a couple people call and just that didn't know that it was outside. So it is outside. It's not at the Bourbon Theater.
It's going to get a little chilly. Bring a jacket.
Yeah, hoodie or something.
It's going to get like upper 50s.
Yep.
So.
Bring a jacket. No food or beverage allowed inside, but there is food and beverage inside.
In the area.
Yes.
Or purchase.
In the area.
And tons
inside
around.
Outside.
Tons outside if you want to go have dinner before the show. And then there is food and beverage that's available inside. Not a clear bag show, so you don't have to worry about that either.
Okay.
That's kind of nice too. But you're going to come in that way from the sides, either the sides on N Street or on O Street.
Okay.
So just a heads up. Get there early because it's going to be like a game day. Just think of it like a game day parking wise because parking, you know.
What time's the show
and
at?
It's general admission too, right?
Yes.
So
yeah,
you get there earlier, you get a get a better view.
Exactly.
The show's is it 7:30, 8? What time does it start?
Gates open at 7. Show's going to start at 8. They've got a couple openers. Devin Gillifan, I believe his name is. He's going to be opening up, and so it's going to be a really, really good lineup. And the Kicks, you'll see the Kicks truck out there.
Yeah, we'll
so
be out
come
there.
Come and say hi.
Come say hi.
Yep.
Come hang out.
We'll
you
be
guys,
loitering,
like,
smoking in the
we'll
boys' room kind of thing, just hanging out by our truck in the parking lot.
It'll be super fun, just hanging out there. Feel free to bring us beers.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of stuff.
You know, like, bring contraband. No, I'm just kidding. I meant, like, beers. I meant, like...
I like where your head's at,
Liz. Do not encourage.
I think, Liz, you have had a good week this week. This is good. Between this and those DMs from the other day, this has been a good week for you.
It's going to be a great time. So we will see you out there. There are tickets still available. We have all the details at KZKX.com. Tickets will be available at the door, $35 day of purchase, but we'll see you there on the streets with the Brothers Osborne and Kix.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
You're not going to want to miss a very special edition of our Redneck Movie Review. Maybe not that redneck at all. You'll find out coming up on Kix.
J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
No! I will not allow Cooter Mo Cephas to take over this segment.
What?
Because it is Avengers Endgame, and I'm a nerd and I love it. So sorry, Cooter, you gotta stay home. By the way, just a little behind the scenes thing, because I'm a super comic book nerd. You guys know I got 5,000 comic books.
Right.
Super nerd. I've spent like the last 20 minutes telling these poor two amazing women that are in this studio with me all sorts of behind the scenes Avengers stuff that neither of you cared about.
Well, and I like that you preface it. You keep prefacing it. You're not going to care about this, but...
And I'm like telling you all this exciting stuff. And to your credit...
And like I said, it's like my mother-in-law who will tell you long stories about the horrible medical diagnoses of people that no one remembers.
No,
you don't remember that person? I'm going to tell you anyway.
To both of your credit, though, you each pretended so well like you cared. And I appreciate you both for that. So this is a big weekend, obviously. It's Avengers Endgame. This is... pulling together over is like 25 some odd movies.
Yeah.
Over 10 years of movies that have gone into this thing. And to be honest with you, I think it's pretty unprecedented because even like Star Wars, you didn't have that many movies that all pooled together.
Right.
And like James Bond has a million movies, but they don't all go together to one plot line that's been advancing
working
for
towards
all that time.
One. Yeah.
So it's really cool. And so this is it. We're here. This is probably, unless some contracts get extended, the last time that you're going to see Iron Man, the last time you'll probably see Thor, Hulk, Captain America. I mean, they're like all these main heavyweights of the Marvel Universe.
Right.
This is their last hurrah in the Marvel Universe. And they'll be shifting over. And the good news is you've got Captain Marvel, you got Black Panther, Ant-Man, some cool characters that they'll be bringing in.
Right.
The X-Men are now going to become part of it, which is going to be really neat. Because they just got brought in, they just bought the rights to all the X-Men characters.
Okay.
So they'll start being able to bring them in. So it's going to be neat. But this movie, it's 3 hours long. Liz made a good point. When they got to put out articles on pee breaks,
Run
you got to be ready.
And the app, the Run Pee app tells you exactly when in a movie you can pee and what happens. Like, hey, there's an emotional montage for 2 minutes right here. You can pee. Or you're going to need it for this one.
It's going to be awesome. Basically, the last movie, here's the deal. If you haven't seen the previous one by now, I'm not ruining anything for you.
I think it's fine.
The previous movie ends with Thanos, who has this Infinity Gauntlet. It's the ultimate weapon.
Right.
He's like stones. He's got 6 stones on his hand. You get that together. This thing is the ultimate weapon in the world, or in the universe, actually. And he snaps. And what you see, and you think you see, is half the universe dies at that moment. Because that's his big thing. There's not enough resources for everything. And that he thinks if he cuts humanity and all living things in half, then now there's enough resources for the planets to survive and
Did
everybody.
Did you see the tweet yesterday from Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Hmm.
If you could just cut humanity in half, why couldn't you double the resources?
Exactly. No,
because he's evil.
Because he's evil. He's evil. Like, let's not get over the point.
Sounds rude, but okay. Right.
It's like the guy in Black Panther. He had these like kind of noble things about him. He also wanted to commit mass genocide. Like, you know,
nobody's perfect.
You know? Yeah, exactly. So Thanos does this. And what you see in the previews heading into this is that, and he says in the movie, I just want to go chill out on a farm and relax after he does this. Like he
after
accomplishes,
killing half of humanity?
Yes.
So well, that's the first 2 hours of the movie.
Yes, they're trying to find him.
He's on a porch swing.
Yes, he is just chilling. He like puts his armor up as a scarecrow in a field of corn. I'm not kidding. Like this is all, he is like zenning out
now.
Oh,
that's what I was seeing in the preview.
So he's like zenned out now. So let's play a little bit of the preview and then I'll tell you about real quick. I'm not going to ruin anything, but we'll tell you and get going here.
Realized I loved you. I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
I'm getting Goosebumps.
The world has changed. None of us can go back. All we can do is our best. And sometimes the best that we can do is to start over.
It sounds so intense.
It is.
Right?
Well, because they're tying together a decade of storylines. It's like in Game of Thrones right now.
That gives me so much anxiety because, like, I know I have seen most of the movies, but I don't remember them.
Yes. Right.
And my kids are like, did we see this one? And maybe. Yeah.
They're, you know, it's kind of like, amazing, this whole phenomenon that's going on right now. Because, like, our boss, Rob, he's a great guy. He coaches us up on the show, tells us all the time that people don't remember, like, 5 minutes ago, and people can't, you know, bring things together. 25 movies, and this is going to be the highest grossing movie ever. It's going to go over $1 billion this weekend.
Like, that's unsurprising. Right? Everyone is talking about it.
What's the number one thing on TV that had the first episode had, counting DVRs, almost 27 million people watched it?
What Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
That tied in a million things, like really intricate things that. So, you know, I think it's because in the age of technology, we all can start watching stuff at our own leisure. You start reading stuff on the internet.
The synopsis thing is pretty powerful.
Yeah, you seek information on what backgrounds of storylines and stuff. So that all being said, I'm going to give this movie five, like, I don't know, bags of pork grinds. Is that what my cousin does?
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be the highest grossing movie of all time. The Oscars need to make sure they add it to whatever they need to. I've seen all these reviews saying
add it to their queue.
Listen, they've been saying it's the greatest superhero movie ever made. I don't doubt it. I'm really excited about it. And look, I'm not Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas, and I can read credits at the end of the movie, and I do know what a good movie is or isn't.
You're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Got your out of context contest coming up for your chance to go see Endgame at the movies.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
JP is stroking again. He's got a stroke.
What in the world were you thinking?
Gonophobia.
What were you thinking?
I'm team humping.
Yeah.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
I'm glad JP left the team humping in there.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I heard that was on your, if you go to your Twitter account, that's like under the bio now.
Yes, hashtag team humping.
Yeah. That's not bad.
That's me.
That's right. Hey, just own it. Own who you are.
Own who I am.
All right,
that's
guys.
Who I am now.
That's, yeah. Everybody has their defining traits, okay? all right, so let's bring, who do we have first?
We have Amber up first. Amber, are you ready to play Out of Context Contest?
Absolutely.
All right, Amber, how are you this morning? Happy Friday.
Thank God.
Oh, I
thank
am.
God. Thank God.
I am,
you
I am so
that.
Ready for this weekend with you, girl. All right, so here's the deal, okay? And I appreciate Liz for saying this, and you'll find out why I'm saying it. No cussing on the air, all right?
Yes.
No, we don't do it. We don't condone it. No cussing on the air. All right, here we go. So what we're going to do is I pulled some audio out of the show, and you're going to hear it, and then I'm going to give you an A, a B, and a C, and you're going to tell me either what we were talking about, or in the case of this first one with good old JP, like we like to do sometimes, we just ask you what he said. All right, so here is the first one is, what did JP say here? Here you go.
You can start fucking with us.
Oh my.
Then
okay.
What? A, we would never cuss on the air.
A, JP said you can start fornicating with us.
No.
B,
you can start
sucking with us. Or C, you can start trucking with us.
Trucking.
No, it's not trucking.
It
doesn't sound like the actual word, though. I agree with you, but he was actually saying something else. All right, hold on. Stay on the line.
Right,
don't go
stay
anywhere.
Stay on the line.
Don't go anywhere.
All right, Ashley, you're up. You have to figure out what JP
It's not A.
Said. It's not
and
A.
And it's not C.
Wait again.
B.
It is B.
B.
Boy, it doesn't sound like that, does it?
We were talking about how being on the radio was deemed the seventh worst job in the United States.
And JP's big and tease was, you guys can start sucking with us.
Well, because we were talking about why your job might suck, too.
Yeah. But then I went back to listen to it, and I was like, what now?
What?
Hold on, what a minute.
Hey, what now?
All right, so you got the first one right, and to be super clear with anybody listening, he said S-U-C-K-I-N-G. Right. Stress that.
As in, we suck, you suck.
Trust me, if he would have accidentally said the other word, I ain't replaying it on the air. Big deal about it.
We all like our sucky jobs.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so you are done with the first one. Here we go on to the second one on Out of Context Contest. Go ahead. No, this is happening.
You feeling good about that?
Nope, but we're doing it. Comedy gold, baby.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, how are you today? I didn't ask you. I feel bad.
I'm just great. It's Friday, and I only have to work 4 hours.
Oh, yeah,
oh, my
girl.
God. You get it. All right. So, A, Husker Nick was going to let get a slap and a woo from Charlotte Flair on Monday or Tuesday, one of the days. B, Husker Nick was being talked into the Milk and Donuts Challenge on our show that JP did where he puked all over the room.
Oh.
Or C, our show open put a ton of pressure on us to be funny, and Husker Nick has an unwavering yet extremely wavering confidence in our squad.
Max, I didn't hear this one, so I'll just guess B this time.
You said B, not the Milk and Donuts Challenge. We are not allowed to do that anymore.
Never again.
Thanks to JP puking
in the
studio.
Well, why do you have to go and get your band?
I know, right? All right, stay on the line. Right, you might be back to you. Just stay on the line.
All right, Alexander, you're up. We're going to play it again.
Alexander, is it A, Husker Nick was going to get a slap and a woo from Charlotte Flair in studio, or C, our show open put a ton of pressure on us to be funny, so Husker Nick has an unwavering yet wavering confidence in this squad?
A.
A is not.
No,
God,
no,
I will,
this is harder
the,
than.
Hold on, here's the deal. I was gone that day that Charlotte Flair was here. She could have slapped me and wooed me, and then I'd ask her to choke me out 6 times.
Okay, is this turning in?
It would have been like Sandlot. No, it's peppercorn. Sandlot style.
Oh, no.
That's the situation. All right. So is it C, C, or C with our next person? Bring it back on our next person.
Amber, is it C, C, or C?
It's C.
C.
Yes!
Yay! Congratulations, Amber.
Oh, Charlotte Flair.
All right, on to number 3.
I have come to a revelation that...
Yeah!
All right,
what was his revelation?
What revelation did JP have? Was it A, the sun always sets in the west? Is it B, that when someone says H2O, they mean water? Or is it C, that 16 and 92-year-olds are the same people?
Oh, God.
They're all so feasible.
They are.
This is a big revelation week for
him. That's why I'm like, oh, God. Yeah. I'm going to... go with the H2O1 on this one.
It is not.
Unfortunately.
He still doesn't know that one.
We'll teach him that next week. Stay on the line. All right, Ashley, you're up.
we'll try C.
I wish you'd have said A. I'd have still given you the tickets. Yeah. Oh, that would have been good. Yes, you are correct.
Congratulations, Ashley. You got it.
His son and his grandpa. Grandpa's 92, son 16, and they were complaining about the same
That's
stuff.
Right. That's right.
On Easter. They were together on Easter, and
the sun always sets in the west. I think he just figured
that out. It just made sense. Right? They complain about the same thing.
Oh,
they like
so
sleep
funny.
All day.
Yeah.
It's true. All right. Well, that was a challenging out of context.
Yeah, this was hard.
This was hard. Okay, so all of you stay on the line. Thank you for playing Out of Context Contest.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, it's about that time to get it off your chest. You can already start on Facebook and Twitter, KX.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Enough is enough. I take a flamethrower to this place.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
I love that intro. It's my favorite of all of them.
It's so fun.
We have an early entry.
Okay.
Vance tweeted us 4 hours ago.
Yes, I love you, Vance.
He wanted to get it off his chest. He said, all right. Get it in.
I'm going to make you a shirt.
Don't, please
Liz's
don't.
Liz's Tasty Track, get it in.
Get it in.
It could say that on there. That makes sense.
It does.
So Vance says,
don't hate on her catchphrase, Lauren.
I know I'm early, but I'm going to be sleeping when you read these. So here it is. I hate working nights. I miss my favorite radio segments, Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, Make It Right Monday, and Couples Therapy. Only one more week.
Yeah, Vance, you can do it.
You can do it, Vance. Simba, and this is one we're seeing a lot of. Ashley messaged us this too. Do not try to spoil Endgame, people.
Yes, that's just rude.
Can I throw one out there?
Yeah.
I have to get it off your chest. I just realized.
Yeah.
So I told you guys, we do, you know, everybody does their brackets during March Madness and all that kind of stuff, right?
Right.
At work. And I told you guys, my underdog or whatever to win this thing was going to be Coryell because she does all her work and research and all that. And out of nowhere, she ends up winning it. Well, I was in charge of the stupid brackets this time, and there was like 14 people, and only 4 of them turned in the cache.
Oh my gosh, there is nothing worse than being the person who has to coordinate the turning in of money, whether it's like a group gift.
Yes.
Or what, and now you have to chase everybody down?
No. Some of the people may not work here anymore. I don't know. So here's the deal. I'm just going to have to give her what I got. And I feel super bad because I know Coryell won fair and square and did great.
You know she's counting on that money to buy beer tonight.
I know.
Literally in our meeting last night, she was like, spent. I have X amount of money for beers. That translates to this many beers.
I was up front with her that only X amount of people turned in their money. And I'm sorry. Like I kept emailing everybody, sending stuff out, and no one was turning it in. So I just, it's really, 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 really crappy for poor Coryell.
I feel really bad
for her. Mm-hmm. I'm a little mad about it. Actually, I'm a lot mad.
That's always the worst. Being the person trying to track down the money, oh, we're all doing a group gift for Administrative Professionals Day or whatever it is. And then there's always one person who gets stuck going around everyone's desk. Can you please turn in the $10 you said you'd turn in?
The really crappy part of this is I know why they didn't turn in the money. Because after the first day of games, it looked like I was going to win super easy over everyone. So everybody, when I sent out the email, was like, oh, yeah, because you're in first place.
But you didn't win.
And I didn't win. And they still haven't given me the money to give to Coryell. So I'll give her what I got.
Everybody's on notice now. All right. Hi, Kix. What do you want to get off your chest?
So I just started a new job. And after like the 2-3 weeks of training or whatever that I've been doing, and then now I started full time last week. We're on mandatory 11-hour days and Saturdays are 8 hours.
Oh.
So I'm working a lot of overtime and people keep asking why I'm crabby and tired. And I'm like, let's see. I just got a new job. I went from working at a bar and having to be to work at 10:30 in the afternoon to now I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh no.
Yikes.
Plus my 4-year-old is sick with strep throat as of yesterday. So sleep is not existent.
Oh girl, that is just rough.
We have another work one. This is an anonymous one. When your coworker has been there for almost 5 months now and you still have to babysit her on the basics of the job.
No, thank you.
Coming in on Twitter. How about the fact that Liz came up with an awesome catchphrase and Lauren hates it? I'd buy that shirt. That's from Mark.
Mark, you're my new best friend. Let's get it in.
Stay put. What? Here's what's next with the JP.
You want to wear that?
Kix 96.9.
I mean, my mom will be sad, but I'll wear it. You can keep getting it off your chest, getting it in, getting it off your chest. You can DM us if you want to stay anonymous. KX969.
Get it in your chest.
It's the Kix 96.9 morning show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Enough is enough. I take a flamethrower to this place.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
We don't
want to. All right. We've all got places to go.
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin.
Get it off your chest. If you are mad about something, you don't have to take it anymore because it's almost the weekend. So get it off your chest here on Kix. Hi, Kix. Good morning. What do you need to get off your chest?
I have been at my job for 9 months now. Love my job. But we have a coworker who calls in almost every single payday Friday.
What? Like calls out of work?
Yeah, calls out of work. Like, she'll call in and be like, oh, I can't come to work today. And it drives us crazy. We've caught her at the mall. We've caught her out to
She needs to spend money the second it's in her account. I can't even wait till 5 o'clock to start spending it.
Yes, and we all work as a team. So it's like she leaves us short-staffed all the time, like every Friday. So we're like, oh, we're going to have a chill, chill Friday. And we never do. And today is payday Friday. So I can't wait to get to work and find out that, of course, she's probably not there.
Oh, that would suck.
Seems like she's also probably not a great money manager. Right. And she has to actually take the day off to spend it immediately to go to the mall.
I have one. So we're coming up here in a, what is it, like probably a month and a half until Stampede?
Yeah.
Month and a half.
Because it's only about a week before it's going to be May.
Right. And you guys know how much I love my Yeti cooler.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm excited to go down to Stampede and show off all my cool stickers I've collected on my Yeti cooler.
Yes.
And I think I have a new rival coworker because there's a coworker I have that has a Yeti cooler that's slightly larger than my Yeti cooler and has way more cooler stickers than mine on it. And her name's Liz. And I'm really kind of mad about it.
Do you have Yeti envy?
Yes. And really cool sticker envy. I'm a sucker for really cool stickers, like the permanent kind you can put on your cooler. Mm-hmm. And the, look at the face she's making at me. I was so excited to go down there and be like, look how cool my Yeti is.
I'm so proud of it, too. But see, Nick, I don't have children. I don't have a spouse. This is my family. That sounded so sad. Okay, I take that back. I'm going to immediately retract that statement. That sounded so sad.
This cooler up here is my family.
I love you. We're good. I'm a little mad because I'm looking over at her thermos. Your mom's even has listening. Cool stickers on it. Like, it's so annoying to me. Like, I got a really cool beer stickers, and I got some cool Husker stickers, and, like, I got an American Outlaw sticker. Her American Outlaw sticker's cooler than mine!
She also has 13.1 stickers, because she's run actual half marathon.
All right, see, that's on her, not on me. I'm going to get a 0.0 sticker and put it on mine.
26.2 beers.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Coming up, we're going to have more cash and concerts. Make sure you get this word's hour's word in street.
What? Yeah, you know it.
Streets, and we'll have another one for you coming up on Kick.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kicks 96.9.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Liz in for JP today, and I've been like kind of excited what this moral conundrum is.
Oh, this is
Lauren.
Good.
I'm really excited to hear what this is.
And I will do whatever the listeners decide I should do. We'll do 5 calls at the end of this.
Okay.
I had to do this once my kids were not in the car. Because, okay, so a couple of days ago, I got an email from our higher-ups. We have to record various PSAs and things for the other stations, and they needed the voice of 2 children.
Okay.
So they asked me if my kids would record this, and they said, like, 2 sentences each.
Yeah.
Right.
So they hardly worked.
Right. They literally said 2 sentences each.
Did you buy them ice cream or anything afterwards?
No, but listen, here's that. What I missed was they were going to get, quote-unquote, paid. So yesterday, from the organization that it was a PSA for. So yesterday, our creative services guy comes in with 2 $15 Target gift cards.
Oh, baby.
That are supposed to be for my kids for doing 30 seconds of work. I recorded it on my phone. I don't want to give them to them. I go to Target to pay for the food that they eat every day.
Okay, so I firmly believe that every once in a while, our maker tests us.
Right?
And I'm pretty sure at this moment, he was like, here's what we're going to do. Her kids are going to record this, and I'm going to give her gift cards to like the mecca of great places that Lauren loves. And we'll see if she actually gives it to him.
Yeah, so there are 2 $15 Target gift cards.
Oh, I love this.
They're in my purse your pockets.
Right now. Yes, that technically are supposed to be for my children because they recorded this PSA. I recorded it too. What do I get? Nothing, because I work here.
Oh, you keep that money, girl.
So 5 calls. I will do whatever you guys say. Do I have to give these gift cards to my children? Or can 5 I keep calls. Them?
Says it all on Kix 96.9, 466-9696.
All right, you decide, 466-9696, the happiness of Lauren's children. No, I would keep it.
Keep
are you
those.
Kidding me?
Keep them.
Are you kidding?
We're team keep them.
What team are you? 466-9696.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly wait.
Kix 96.9 Fake News with 5-time Slammy-nominated morning anchor JP, Husker Nick Sports, and Nashville reporter and overall expert in the field, Lauren Silverman. It's the Kix 96.9 Fake News Friday Morning Report.
It's time to play Fake News Friday, and we've got Lisa on the line. Lisa, are you ready to decide what is real and what is fake?
I am so ready.
Perfect. All right.
Well, we have three headlines for you. Some are real, some are fake. All you have to do is decide what is fake news, and you will be going to the movies. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Firefighter recruitment ad touts hard labor, odd hours, low pay, cool helmets.
I'm going to say real news.
You are correct,
that
lady.
That is correct.
Woo! It is in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. They said they're trying to get some attention and get people to apply. So.
I loved that story.
I know. There's something to be said for a little bit of honesty in advertising.
Exactly.
All right, so you've got one. Next one.
Awesome.
New Game of Thrones trailer provides sneak peek at show's climactic all-cast dance number.
Fake news.
That is fake news. I mean, but I'd watch that.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, one more, and you are going to the movies. Awesome. More flamingos than ever before are flocking to Mumbai. The reason? Sewage.
I'm going to say that's true.
That also is
yes.
true. I can't remember the last time we didn't have to give anybody any hints.
Yeah, that was...
You just nailed that all of your own volition.
Wow, you sailed through that. Congratulations, Lisa. You are going to the movies. Thanks for playing Fake News Friday on Kix. Hold on the line, okay?
Thank you so
You're
much.
Just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, we got one big thing to start your weekend, so don't miss it. And we've got more cash and concerts. It's your last day to win. On Kix.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Woo! It's a big thing. It's a good thing. It's Friday.
Yes. And the concert that everyone has been looking forward
yes.
to is tonight in downtown Lincoln, Brothers Osborne, Lincoln on the Streets. And we wanted to just reiterate to you some of the details of the
yes.
concert, because you can still go if you don't have tickets.
Yeah.
There will be tickets available at the door, $35.
Yep.
And Liz, describe to them how it's set up, because I think this is so cool.
Yeah, so it's set up, the stage is in about a block in front of the Capitol, but it's okay. facing north. So when you're watching them on stage, it is the coolest view because you get the stage and the lights with the Capitol all lit up in the background. It is really, really cool. So that also gives you an indication. It's on Centennial Mall, so mm-hmm. it stretches from about N to P. That's going to be blocked off in there. Your entrances are going to be on O Street. Those will be on there.
On the sides.
Yes, on the sides. Things that aren't going to be allowed in. They are saying there's going to be places to sit if you're going to need a seat, but which will be limited. But please don't bring any lawn chairs,
okay.
no food or beverages. But this also is not a clear bag show, so you don't need to worry about that.
Purses are
right.
fine.
Small purses.
There will be food and drink you can purchase inside. You
yes.
just can't bring stuff in
right.
with you. So be yeah. aware of that. And a lot of people
mm-hmm.
leave plenty of time for parking, kind
yes.
of almost like a game day.
Exactly.
And you said doors at 7?
Yes, doors are going to be at 7. Show starts at 8. They've got a great opener, Devin Gilliphan. So make sure to get there early. Yeah, give yourself tons of time. And there's places you can go eat and drink right around there that are all within walking distance. So let's have a great time tonight. If you don't have tickets, still plenty available. So we hope to see you on the streets tonight with the Brothers Osborne, the Bourbon Theater, and